Oh my God. Woo. Oh shit. Oh God. Welcome back to the High Brother High Sister podcast. Oh my God. Sorry about that, guys.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, it's chronic. Oh my God. But yes, welcome back. Glad
Did you
y'all.
say smoke 'em back or welcome back? It
Smoke 'em
sounded
back.
like
Smoke 'em
you
back. Welcome back.
it
Thank
sounded
y'all
like
for
you said
listening.
smoke 'em back.
Thank y'all for taking the time to hear us and our nonsense and bullshit that we be doing. But we do just have a good time.
Yes.
Everything's fun. So what's up with you?
Not a whole lot. Just like work and shit.
Working
I went
shit.
to yoga this morning.
Do you do that hot yoga?
I do like that hot yoga, but this one they have it at a different location. It's like a pop-up because they're promoting a new location that hasn't opened yet. But they have yeah, they this company, they have a hot yoga. It's like pretty awesome. It's so yeah,
Have you done it
amazing.
before?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean,
Like
why?
the sound bath too, like those I didn't do it today, but you know what a sound bath is, right?
No.
Okay, like those round bowls, and then they have that, I don't know, it looks like a drumstick. Like a drumstick, like not a chicken drumstick, but like a drumstick. Anyways, and they go around the rim of the bowl and it makes a noise. It's like a very soothing sound. You don't know what that
Oh,
is? Okay. So I went to one of those for the first time last Friday, like that sound bath one, and it was like wild. You're lying down and I like it just the vibration, the noise is just so like calming and soothing, but it sounds like there are fucking speakers in the floor. I'm not even joking. I had to open my eyes and look up like, okay, are they actually making this sound? And it's pretty, but it's so calming. I love it. Yes. So that's what I did today.
Probably do it on mushrooms. I bet it should be awesome.
Well, I've never done
Especially
mushrooms
with that sound.
before.
What?
I told you. I said I would do shrooms, but I want to do it in a contained area, like here, at
So
one of our houses, but no kids, no nothing. We need to make sure the doors are locked because we don't know what it's going to be like, and I don't know what it's going to be like.
actually not bad. It's actually pretty damn cool. I like it. I like it. I mean, I'll do them
I'm
all the
willing to
time.
try it.
I do them every once in a while. It's probably been like,
I'm willing to try.
I don't know, maybe like 6 8 months
Is it
since I did
like
it.
speed?
No, they're mushrooms.
No. Hmm.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm just asking.
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did you ever do acid?
Yeah,
I never did acid.
I only liked it one time. Only one time I had some like really good shit back in the day. Had like these blue gel tabs, and like. I took like one and a half. They gave me one and a half. And it was actually pretty fucking cool. Just like the laughing and like how it started to kick in and then watching cartoons. And just like, it was like a bunch of us like chilling and then
How old were you?
like 17.
Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, now I'm wondering because when I was in school, I took what they said was speed. I don't know, in middle school, they said it was speed. But now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, I remember hallucinating, like seeing the flag move in in the classroom. And it, but it was, but it lasted like a few hours. But it was a pill, and it was like my heart was racing. It was like, oh my God, I have,
Maybe ecstasy.
maybe I was at school.
It's probably ecstasy.
I don't know. I was like,
Because
oh
apparently they have
my
like,
fucking
I'm not sure if
gosh.
it's true or not, but apparently there's like two different types of ecstasy during that time. They had like speed based and then like heroin based. It wasn't all
Ooh,
full of heroin, but
I
like
would
it would just
say.
keep you mellow. But like apparently like you were mellowed out and like you could just chill and have a good time on it. And the other
Yes,
one,
that's what I
The
remember.
speed based one was the one that like people like to take because like they could go dancing and shit like that, do all that
No,
shit. I don't know if
okay.
that's true.
They
I
said
never taken it.
so. When I took it, they said it was speed. I was like, all right, whatever, like adrenaline. Okay, no problem. Which, looking back now, probably not. Don't ever do that. Don't ever take something because that's what I tell my kids. Like, you don't take not even. like allergy medicine from anyone, but I was stupid and I didn't care and I took it. But I remember like my heart racing and I remember seeing almost like a little, leprechaun, like in the hallway. It was crazy. And the flag would move, but it was like, I knew I had to, I couldn't overreact. I couldn't overreact because I'm in school. And then I had, me and mom went shopping that day. I don't know why. And I'm over here sitting in the car. I'm like, oh my gosh, my heart is like racing and mom's driving and we're going to the mall. I'm like, oh my God. So I don't know what that was, but.
I don't know what the fuck that was either.
Yeah.
No.
But, so I don't, that was my first and only time of ever taking something that was, someone said it was something. And so now I don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that either. Gotta sort of trust the people around you.
Did you ever try Coke?
Yeah. Didn't really care for it too much.
Me neither. I tried Coke once. It hurt my stomach. Never again.
Didn't really care for it too much.
I'm a stoner through and through, I guess.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I was like, you know what? I like weed.
It's the safe way to go.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you just chill. Don't do anything. Just eat food. No.
I know, right? You just eat food.
How do we just start talking about drugs right off the bat? What the fuck happened? Oh, my God.
I think you're trying to get me riled up. I told you I was in a feisty mood today.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm in... Are you ever...
No, we talked about hot yoga and then I talked about mushrooms.
Hot yoga. Mushrooms. That's right. But you know what? The location that I do go to, which is downtown, they have like this mural, and it's like it's on a black wall and it's all fluorescent color. Okay, that'd be fun. I've gone high, but it's still like super chill. I don't know if I would want to do that on mushrooms. I'm not experienced enough, so I don't think I would do that.
Pretty cool.
Not yet.
So anyway, so why so feisty? You came in here all hot. And what's the deal with you today? We've been trying to do this podcast all week. I've been waiting on you. You've been making me very upset all week. You don't answer my text messages. You don't answer my phone calls. What is this nonsense? Are you not committed to this?
You know, you should ask your wife. I told her and I told everyone else yesterday that I wanted to punch you in the face. I was like, I am going to, oh my gosh, I just want to hit you. You, I love how you're playing the victim though. No, you are the one that does not respond to text messages. You don't, I came in today. I was like, hello, I told you I was on the way. Did you not get my text? You're literally on your phone and you're like, yeah, that you're on your way. It'd be nice if you said, okay, yes.
Well, I mean, if you weren't here, you told me you were leaving and then like, you don't get here like 30 minutes later. So that's why when you tell me like, oh, I'm down the street, I'm like, I got another 15 minutes to watch this episode.
I was staying out of jail.
Oh.
Told you.
Well, you didn't say that.
I did.
I probably wasn't paying attention.
I said, you know, I mean, some people just deserve.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. I thought maybe like.
That's what
You had an open container and you were driving and you were trying to be cool.
No.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, I mean, I had that too. Yeah, I had that too.
I also forgot. You also told me.
Yes. So I'm in one of those moods where I have been in one of those moods for a while to where I hope someone pops off just so I can like say something. I feel like I need to destroy, and I shouldn't say this. It like shouldn't say this and it's awful for me to say. Sometimes I just feel like I need to destroy someone's day, you know? Because they deserve it.
I will.
Just by words.
Okay.
And
say, calm down there, tough guy.
Yeah, I'm in that sort of a mood, you know, because I'm old now, so I can't be. I mean, I could put hands on someone, but I'm not.
You're gonna be rolling around in dirt.
Yeah, I am. I'm in a mood. So, yeah. But anyways, we were supposed to record on Friday. We had agreed to that and you were very flaky. You were unresponsive. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I had to work early.
No, you told me the day that you were off, And I said, okay. And you are the one that said, the day that I'm off, we're going to record. And then you chose to not
Okay,
respond.
from now on.
Actually, I had called you earlier and you're like, I'm getting a haircut,
Okay,
which,
you know what? You know what? From now on, I have.
are you sure you got a haircut? I
Yes, I
feel like
did.
I got a, you got a haircut 2 weeks ago.
Okay, and this is a haircut from like
I think you
yesterday.
need to go shorter.
I did go shorter. It's the same thing every time.
You, if it's the same thing, then how did you go shorter? You just said it's the same
No, you
thing,
make it
then you
seem
just
no, because you're making
said.
it seem like my hair's not short. My
What I'm
hair is
saying is,
always
I want to
short,
see a
but
difference in a haircut. I don't see a difference.
look like Goro right now from Mortal Kombat. I'm just saying.
Look like who?
Goro.
Because my hair,
Yeah.
my little
In
flyaways,
that bun like he had. All you
my.
need is two more arms.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Sir, if
I
you want to stay on my
didn't
good side, I would suggest you
have
stay on my good side.
to. We're
That's
doing the podcast. I mean, what the hell? Can't get on
oi.
each other's bad side. That's bad for business.
I think people would like to know that you are on my bad side.
Yeah,
Because
but not that
you,
bad.
no, not that bad. But then you want to, okay, so Friday we were supposed to record. You changed that because you did not respond. And then yesterday you're like, oh, come over, or you actually wanted to go over to my house, which I don't really care. I already said I would rather you go to my house, but I wasn't even home and you're rushing me to get home and you're like, push, 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 push. And I'm thinking, hello, this is not at your convenience. Can't do that. And that's what you were trying to do. And I,
But we could have knocked it out real quick. We were just being.
no, I said, no, I have plans. I have to go to my neighbors. It's like, it's the their daughter's birthday, this and this and that. Like I already said I was gonna go. Then we had to go to my our sister's at a certain time as well, which I showed up an hour late. But I'm like, I can't just stop what I'm doing in my plans because you decide that you no longer want to be flaky and it is a convenience thing for you. No, sir.
That's why I came up with a calendar.
What is a calendar going to matter? We have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That is what other calendar? Why do we
Friday,
need a
Saturday, Sunday?
calendar? We can't record. I already told you, I cannot record during the week.
Okay, fine. Every Friday from now on. Set date.
Will you let me know if you're going to be able to stick to
No,
that?
every
That
Friday.
way I can at least run to you.
No, don't do that. By the time you get here, oh my God.
No, I'll just start earlier.
No,
Because
stop.
it's going to get darker earlier.
Well, how about you wait till it gets cooler so you can come in here all sweating?
You still
Yeah, you
sweat.
know, but it's not too bad.
No, you
It's not as
still
bad.
sweat.
It's not as bad.
I already said I would sit in the bed of the truck. I don't even have to sit in your truck. I'll sit in the bed. And I won't even get anything sweaty. I'm telling you, I need your help. Because I am thinking of doing like a half marathon again. I've been thinking about a marathon, but I have been seeing videos of people at the marathon at the 26 miles and they just, their legs give out and they
Wait,
are crawling. I just don't know
you
if I
trying to
can
do a
do that.
26-mile one?
I
You can't do a
said,
26-mile one.
that's what I'm afraid of.
You can't do a
That's my
26-mile one.
goal.
That's your goal.
That's my goal, but I'm afraid. I think I need to do another half. I can do another 13 miles. I'll do that again. But I'm afraid to do that, the 26 mile, the full marathon, because I've seen, like, oh my gosh, just people. They are right there by the finish line and they are literally crawling. Their legs just give out on them. Oh, so heartbreaking.
Yeah, some people shit themselves too.
No, but they have porta potties.
Oh,
But
well,
see,
in newer races, people will shit
the
themselves.
people who might do that are more for like the time.
No,
Like
that's
they
newer
want to,
races.
that's what I'm, no,
No, like
yeah,
real
but they want
races.
a time. They want to be first. They want to be like this. Me, I don't care. It's like I could be the last person. I'm going to go to every fucking porta potty there is. I don't care.
Yeah, but like you're gonna jog pretty much the time.
But it's something that
I
I
mean, do you want to finish first place?
no, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to shit myself.
Oh, okay. So then
I have no
just
intentions.
jog it.
I know, but you are
And then you
questioning.
like walk it. No, I'm not questioning it.
You're
Like
like,
start off
you want to
small.
do 26 miles?
Yeah, 26 miles is a lot.
You don't think
So
I can
like start
do
off
it?
small. I mean, you
No,
can if you put yourself to
what I'm saying is it scares, I really want to, but it scares me because I see the, I see those people, I see the videos, and I'm like,
that's because they cramp up. So
no, but
how about you just hydrate the shit out of yourself?
No, but your legs just give out on you. Yeah, because they cramp up.
Hydrate the shit out of yourself if you can.
But whatever you
can do.
You have people who are, at least in the videos, they look like they've obviously been training, like they're, and they just, I mean, they, it just, like, your body just hits a something. It scares me. I don't know. That's my goal. It's my goal. I think I'm going to do another, I'll do another half. So if I'm going to run over here, it's going to be part of my training.
Okay.
What I should do is run here. No, I can't go run here and run back, because then I would sit. I don't want to sit. You don't want to sit. Where can we record 10 miles away from here? Just kidding. I'll run to you.
No, just kidding. I mean, we actually can.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a park.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah.
Go to the park. Go to the creek. Oh, we go do a fishing one. We just go to like a creek or a pond or something like that.
Yeah. Just no mosquitoes.
Well, we have mosquito spray, duh.
Okay. Man. I'm looking forward to this trip that we have coming up.
Oh yeah, that we can do some. We can definitely do something there too at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Which I have received some questions about. How are we going to, because there's going to be like 10 of us, right? So how are we going to, and our, what we would like to do is to record out there, but how are we going to keep the, like, talking over amongst us? So what I suggested, I know I asked the question that I just literally responded to my own question, but this is my thought. Is I think we should do like whoever wants to be on or whatever, but we would just have like one or two people on at a time and just kind of rotate through, you know, instead of, you can't have all 10 people.
Can't, I just got to pass around the microphone. You know, just got to be, it's going to be a pain at first and then be like, all right, you go.
Just, yeah.
Like, we'll figure it out.
But do,
we'll figure it out.
But this is my thought too, is would you want to do like a podcast meetup to say, hey, anyone who follows or download whatever, just, we're going to be at mile marker on the beach, blah, 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 blah. I mean, obviously we don't know until we actually get there. But what I'm saying is,
let me see.
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool. Ugh. So I mean, I have to wear a mask.
Yeah. Mm. All of us have to wear masks.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Pretty cool.
Can I be in charge of giving out the mask?
Start fishing with the mask on. People do that anyways, so it doesn't even matter.
You know what I would love to do? So I would love to do you know the what are the costumes, the inflatable costumes,
like the T-Rex ones and stuff like that?
That'd be funny. No.
I'm not gonna wear that. It's too goddamn hot.
Why?
Cause
when we're going, it's gonna be kind of cool, like literally cool temperature, maybe. Okay, so we caught up. What have you been up to this week? I know we kind of went off on a rant. What have you been up to besides work?
Work.
Oh, you went to a Labubu party? You went to somewhere with a bunch of... Oh, and you've got a bunch of Labubus on your table?
That is my girls.
Okay. I also had seen a video. It was a video of a Labubu hanging like off of someone's mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, and it was just swinging by itself. I told you, I think they're demonic.
It's probably clipped on, and it's probably a little foo-foo.
So do you believe they are demonic?
Oh, they're not demonic. What do you mean? No, what I'm saying, it was probably just clipped on there and swinging with the wind as it was there driving.
There was no one in the car. It was parked.
You saw a video?
Yes.
Oh, that's AI.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There is nothing gone on in your house that has been creepy since you've had these 100 Labubus take over your house?
Let me think. No.
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 Did you ever have anything before?
No. Jordans. These to me are like Jordans. Like back in the day when I used to get Jordans. These to me are like Jordans, but I'm doing it for my girls.
Just like mom did it for you, your Jordans.
No, I mean if she could take me, I will get the Jordans and pay for them myself.
No, but mom did it even when you weren't working, even when you were younger. Mom did
Oh
it.
no, she bought for me for like Christmas and stuff like that.
Yes, that's
Yeah.
what. But even no,
No.
not just Christmas.
Oh,
If
wait,
it
when I
was
was
a
younger,
new one,
yes,
that's
when
what
I was
I'm
younger, of course. Yeah,
saying.
when I was a kid, yes.
That's what I'm
But when I
trying
had
to
my own
say.
money, I was over there,
I know that.
buying them as much as
Everyone
I
knows
can.
that. Duh. Oh my gosh.
No, not oh my God. Yeah, and actually pretty cool.
The Jordans or the Labubus?
Lose. Try to get them. People, like
Where do you
I
find
watch
them?
like
Are
videos
they in
and
stores? You
I
can't
look at
find them in
videos.
stores.
Huh?
Can you find them in stores?
No, I do TikTok. I do no fucking Pop Mart.
Pop Mart. Never heard of it.
Pop Mart. They have like all the different like a whole bunch of like other like plush toys and stuff like that. It's more than Labubus. It's like a whole bunch of like things they
It's
have.
almost like, oh, you know what? I think I, are you sure it's called not pop? It's called Pop Shelf. I think it's Pop Shelf.
Pop Mart. I had the app right here on my phone.
Oh, it's an app, not a store.
No, it's a store. It's a real store, but I mean they had the app too same time.
Have you been to a store?
No, because the stores are like in Houston and shit like
Okay,
that.
that's what I'm
Or
saying.
like
There is
Dallas.
a store here. It's called Pop
No, that's not
Shelf.
it.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to
No.
ask.
Pop
Okay.
Mart and Pop Shelf are completely different.
I
Pop
know that
Mart,
now. I'm making
Pop
sure.
Shelf.
I
Really?
am just trying to
There's
clarify
no
for myself.
clarification between Pop Mart and Pop
I
Shelf.
am making sure that you are not confused
I'm not confused at all.
because I myself have never heard of Pop Mart. That's why I'm like, are you sure it's not Pop
Well, you should probably
Shelf?
ask your youngest. I'm pretty sure she knows about it. I'm pretty sure she's
Why?
seen things. Like whatever little plush toys that she likes. Something come out on that app.
I don't know. She just puts shit in like the Amazon and
Yeah,
she's
there you
like,
go.
oh,
And
and I'm like, you're not even allowed to
you're
buy
probably even
anything,
paying
ma'am.
more too at the same time.
Well, I don't know. Now
Well,
I
why don't you
know.
fucking look? Oh my God. People out there buying like fake ones and stuff like that, and
I
spending
don't
like
buy
grip
them
of
because
money.
I don't like them. I already told you. I think they're demonic. I don't like them. I don't like their smile, so I will not buy one. I will not buy one.
You want to? Why? She wants one. She
She
told
already
me.
has one. Mom already bought her a couple. I don't want any more. I'm not buying
Well,
it.
those are the foo-foos.
I don't care. I'm not buying them. She's lucky they're not in the trash because they are so scary. So scary. No, thank you. Well,
Should look into it. They're pretty
we
cool.
missed. No. Stop
Yes.
forcing stuff on me.
Oh, but I did
You
go.
know,
But I did go to.
I had someone tell me, I had someone tell me, I had someone tell me, you know, I have a demand for you. And I looked at them and I said, I don't do very well with demands. So stop forcing Labubus on me. Stop.
Look at the man. Just letting you know.
But
Pretty
you
cool.
keep doing it.
Your daughter likes
You
them.
can go, I don't
You know
care.
what?
And
I'm
it doesn't
gonna.
mean
You
I
know
have
what?
to buy it.
Well, I'll get her one.
Get her one. I
Yeah,
don't care. I'm not gonna buy it.
You know what? I'm gonna get her one. As a matter, I'm gonna get it a big one too at the
You
same time.
said you already said that
No,
two episodes ago, and we're still waiting.
we haven't
And
come in yet.
you're such a liar.
Those are
We
different
already.
ones. Because those are coming from a different set.
If you already ordered it,
Yeah.
then why are you gonna say I'm gonna get her one if they're already on their way?
Because I'm waiting for it. It's not all in the way. I'm waiting for the other ones to come.
But you said you were going to get her a big one. And then you said you already
No.
ordered it. Then
I
you said
didn't.
it was already.
That one's for me. No. I have to order
The
another one then.
magnitude of gaslighting
No, I have to
and
order
the
her another one. Okay, never mind.
manipulation.
I
I
gotta order
love
another one.
it.
I'm sorry. I messed up. Got my words twisted.
I love it. You didn't get your words twisted.
No,
You
got my words
chose,
twisted.
you hoped that I would keep your words twisted and not say
Yeah.
anything. Yeah, see.
Yeah, but I went to that spot and
See that I'm at
it
that
was okay.
age.
It was okay. I mean, took the picture, walked around. was like, ah, let's get out of here.
For where?
We'll see the boo boo, the big one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought it was a birthday party.
No.
No.
We
So
were
it was like a
supposed to go to
pop-up kind
one. We were
of.
supposed to go to one that was a Labubu theme party, but I don't know if they listened to my podcast yet. But
Who?
anyways,
You gotta
the
clean up.
children.
What
No,
children?
the parents. I doubt they listened to my podcast anyways.
I
But anyways,
doubt it. We
it
don't
was too
have that
far.
many views. People, we're trying to get to 500.
Anyways, it was too far. And I was like,
What was too far?
the Labubu theme party.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the conversation from last week.
No.
Okay,
So
go
anyways, it
ahead.
was too far.
Listening.
And I was all like,
Not my problem.
I don't want to go. It's too far. So I knew the bigger Labubu was gonna be there. The Labubu Palooza or some shit, whatever. Anyways. Only cool thing, take a picture with Labubu, get the fuck out of here. That's it. That's all I can say. If anyone ever goes to one of these events, just get in there, take that picture real quick with the Labubu.
Get in, get out,
Get out.
let's go.
There's nothing else there. That's pretty much it. Like, get out of there.
But I mean, that's probably what everyone's goal is, right? Like, that's what they're trying.
Some people try to shop and stuff like that. And it's just,
Oh.
have you been there?
Wait, are we talking about? I think I know. Okay. I would have to look back and through text, but I think I know what you're talking
Yeah.
about. Okay. No, I don't usually.
I don't even know where hiding it. Yeah, people already know. Like, yeah, it was here in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, so then just say what mall?
Fucking Wonderland Mall. That mall was weird.
Wonderland. Okay.
That
Over
mall's
there.
weird.
Yeah.
It's like a flea
No.
market in a mall. It's fucking
No,
weird.
I haven't been to any mall like in a very, very long time. Honestly, I don't know. I used to a long time ago, like shopping. I mean, obviously all that, but I mean, as you get older, who gives a fuck about like the mall?
Don't go to the mall
That's
anyways.
what I'm, but no, I
I
used
mean,
to, I love the mall, but that's what I grew up with was mom would take me to the mall for like 8 hours every weekend.
eight
Like,
hours
yes,
at the
we,
mall.
yes,
8 hours at the mall.
absolutely, yes.
There's no mall that you can spend 8 hours at.
When we were younger,
No, there's no mall you can spend 8 hours at.
when you're trying on
Even now, there
clothes,
is no mall that you can spend 8 hours at. Even trying on clothes, there's no mall.
okay, 6 hours. I don't know. When
Not
you're
even
trying on
six. More,
clothes for
probably
a
three.
girl,
Okay,
I'm gonna say
three
a long
tops.
time ago,
I'm gonna say three
no.
tops.
No. If you actually go
I
with a
would
girl, if
I would
you
remember
go with
this.
a if you were never there, it was only me and mom. You were never there. Because
That's too long of a
that's
time.
no, it's not. And dad would go because dad was our bag holder.
My
Yes.
dad's not spending 8 hours there tomorrow.
He is. He did. We should call him. He did. Yes, he held our bags.
8 hours at a mall.
Swear to you, this is what we did. We tried, I
There
tried
is
on
no mall that you can
clothes.
go to and spend 8 hours at. I'm telling you, I no, no mall in the United States of America
Now
or
I
anywhere in the
cannot
world that you
think of
can go to
it.
and spend 8 hours
Okay,
at.
6 hours, 6 hours, whatever, 6 hours, because
That's
I would try on
still too
clothes.
much.
But you're a guy. You're a guy. If girls can go and say, okay, I'm gonna have a couple of drinks, I'm gonna meet my girlfriends for a couple of
Didn't
drinks,
do that, you were with
for a couple
mom.
of, I know that, but if girls can say, I'm gonna have a couple of drinks, I'm just gonna have some dinner, and it's only gonna be a couple of hours, 1, 2 hours turns into 4, 5, 6. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is.
You still didn't spend that many hours in there, especially with dad being there. I don't believe that at all. But anyways, yeah, that one really upset me. And I said, anyways, that's twice right there. If anyone's counting,
But
I'm
I
not sure.
forgot what my tangent was. Hold on. Where were we going with it?
Don't know. You spending 8 hours in the mall.
Yeah, but where was I going with
You
that?
want you do a marathon?
No,
And we
that
came off
wasn't
the
that
marathon.
led.
Oh, we're talking about Labubus. Yeah.
Labubus.
I told you I went to go see one at a trashy ass mall.
Yes. Yeah, see.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Definitely not getting sponsored by them. Yeah,
Yeah. No, okay. Oh, now we're, yeah. I don't go to malls anymore. I just don't really, I'm all about the I know exactly what I'm looking for. I know the color I'm looking for, things like that. When I go into a store, I could go to the mall and it might take me like 30 minutes. I'm in, I'm out, going, looking, da 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 da. And so I don't go to the mall very often anymore.
Well, I have a daughter that I need to take some time, so I take her. And as long as I can get my pretzels, I'm cool. Get my pretzels and
your
cheese.
Pretzels?
Yes.
At Auntie Anne's? You can get them at my HEB.
Your HEB?
Hmm? Oh. Along with your beer?
Oh, well, while you unfortunately, shop. We don't have that in my
told
area.
You. Oh, okay. We but are going to do that for, we're going to do that, we're going to do that for Thanksgiving.
What,
you're gonna
Auntie
Anne's? No.
We're making pretzels for Thanksgiving?
No.
Nice.
No. Nice. No, we're going to go Thanksgiving shopping because you said I don't get the correct butter and the rolls.
Oh, yeah, you don't.
Remember?
You don't.
So we're going to go to my, so we're going to go to so my
you,
location.
So you're
going
to buy me pretzels?
I'll buy you pretzels and I'll buy you a drink.
While you walk around?
Yes. That was me today.
As long as you buy me pretzels. I don't care.
Okay, I'll buy you pretzels and your, do you want cheese? Would you like
yes,
cheese?
Of course.
Do you want the little bites or do you want the actual big
bites.
Pretzel?
No, I want
do
the
you
bites.
Want
I want
like
the bites.
Cinnamon sugar?
No,
what would you
that's
like?
Disgusting. I get mad. If
would
they
you
mess,
like for me to make,
if
do you
they,
want the chicken too that they make right there?
No, I don't
along
want that.
With the
I just want
pizza?
The pretzels.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just asking, what would you like?
Salty pretzels.
Do you
that's
want
it. We're good.
Do you want their soups? Do you
no.
want their soup bar? No. Do you want their chicken that they make on the grill? Would you like a drink from their beer, their tap, their wine? What would you like? What would you like? I got you.
I just kind of want a pretzel or pretzels bites.
Pretzel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got it. We can do that.
Yeah. With cheese.
Okay.
Except their cheese sucks. They don't use the right one.
So then you
I,
take
I
that
still
up
use
with
it.
Them.
I still use it.
So
I
then what are you complaining for? Take that up with
because
them.
Because the wrong cheese. Because the wrong cheese. I have to put up with it. I have to put up with it.
So then don't complain. You have huh? to put up with it. Don't complain about it. That's the only... The only cheese
that
oh
they have,
gosh.
Yes, I know, is the only cheese that they have.
All right, and we're back. Oh, I gotta sneeze. Hold on. All right, now we're back again after my sneeze attack.
Yes, sorry about that, folks. Little
sorry,
small little hiccup right here. Had to pick up something real quick for my buddy, and she wouldn't shut the fuck up over here with her sneezing.
You didn't pick up anything. They came and dropped it off to you.
Yeah, I know. I had to go pick it up from them, right?
No. Technically, no. They dropped it off to you.
I had to go get it. So definitely. You know,
you didn't drive anywhere. Huh? You got your happy ass up off the chair and you walked about 30 feet.
I had to pick it up.
That's not really picking it up.
It's picking it up. It's like they leave a box outside and like, I couldn't go. I couldn't post it. I couldn't put it at your door because you had a dog barking. So I posted it right there by the tree. I got to go pick it up. So I picked it up. Right or wrong?
I think that's so hilarious.
Yeah. Right or wrong? Exactly. I picked it up. But she wouldn't shut up about her sneezing, though. God damn, it's fucking annoying. She talks about me. She talks about me. No.
Hey, at least I stopped. I didn't have to, like, edit it out. I gave you a warning. I said, hold on. I'm helping myself out.
Yeah. And during this little break, we went inside and talked to my daughters and stuff like that. And
I
about
forgot
her
what we were
being
talking
demons
about.
And stuff
but
like
what
that.
Were
and
we talking about?
She said
about?
She didn't care.
No, actually, she goes, oh, if that's true, I'm just going to put holy water on them. I was like, girl, then if you really are going to put holy water on them, then they're demonic. She's like, no, no, they're not. I was like, mm-mm. That's what she said.
Oh, you
swear
can too?
To you. Huh?
If she takes it away to your church and then like get some holy water and put it on it, boom, done.
Y'all don't have holy water here?
Why?
Are you sure? I bet you your wife does.
No,
how much
she
you
doesn't.
Want to bet? I usually drive with it.
Are you saying because she's Mexican? Wow. Wow. Wow.
No.
So racist. No. Here with the racism again. Don't cut the shit out.
I drive with holy water. Well, right now I'm not because I didn't bring my purse. I drive with holy water.
No, but all Mexicans have holy water, right?
I have a whole thing at home of holy
you
water.
You said she
yeah.
has a whole thing of
no, what holy I water. Said was, I said... I'm
pretty,
pretty
sure she has
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't though.
I'm pretty sure she does.
I'm pretty sure she doesn't.
I'm pretty sure she does.
I'm pretty sure I would know.
I don't think you would know.
Yes, I would.
I don't think so.
All right.
All right. Let me go ask her. You can keep talking because I am going to ask her. because I feel like I'm right. Chata.
All right, everybody. She's out of
Do you have any holy water here?
Earshot now. She's inside the house.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Where? What? No, no, that's right. How big is it?
I end up doing a podcast with her. She's racist. Uh-huh. She's not
funny. And you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Do you want to see it?
Nope. I forgot. Yes. Bring it out, girl.
Keeping the shit alive.
Oh, even better.
You do need more subscribers, though.
Thank you.
Downloads, whatever it is. We do need to put this on other platforms. I keep saying this, repeating myself, but she's too... Hold on. She's coming back.
So please tell me where this came from. This is from your wife. It's a bottle. It's got a cross and it says holy water. And I said, hey girl, you got any? She goes, yeah. Okay. Where is it? I asked how big, how much, da, da, da. Yeah. I have one. I have two of these at home.
That's vodka.
It's not vodka. It says, oh, it's in Spanish.
Vodka.
Joey, because then I'm going to be like holy if I drink it. Good. You should drink it. It might save you from going to hell.
For what? Oh my God.
I told you I was in a mood. So I'm
How
just saying.
I go to hell?
I'm just
bad.
Saying. I'm just saying.
Not that bad.
Okay. I'm just saying this is proof that here you don't know your wife as well as you think you do. And I'm going to say yes. There is one because I have one of these at home and I drive with one because mom gave me one when they went to Mexico for whatever. I have a little one that I drive with in my purse. So.
You didn't even go to church.
Uh-huh. And?
And?
What's your point?
Who said?
What is, I'm supposed to be offended?
I don't hope so.
Why?
I don't know.
Joey. I am the, what's the word? I am the...
Racist?
I'm the last person that you could offend. Because I would admit everything that I am. So you can't offend me. I could offend you.
Not really. No? I don't care.
Can I throw some holy water on you?
You can. I don't do anything.
Actually, you did get offended when I said you were going to go to hell. You're like, why? Why? Why am I going to go to hell?
Oh,
you got offended.
Yeah, I didn't do it that bad.
So why get offended?
What does this mean?
Why does that mean?
Eternal torture on yourself? Eternal torture on your brother? Wow. What a jerk.
Mm. You know, sometimes people deserve it.
So you're a jerk? You're a racist?
I feel like to each their own, if that's what
God,
you
jerk
believe.
And racist.
If that's what you believe.
How come you don't have a comedy career just being on those two?
What?
Yeah, you should have a comedy career just being those two. A jerk and racist. Boom. Done.
I could say I could probably have a very successful career on being a jerk. Being a jerk. For sure.
Yes. You look like one. Well, she's a jerk. Couldn't pick up anything else off of it. No matter what. It was like, God, I don't want to talk to her. She's a jerk.
And I'm okay with that.
Huh. So I was the only person who wanted to punch this week?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Multiple people?
Yes. Oh, God,
so violent.
I told you. I am at a point where I'm like, I just hope someone says something bad so I can say something. I just want to I need a reason to go off on someone. You never feel that? Like, you never feel the urge to be mean to someone? Like, honestly, you ever feel like, oh my God, that person's so fucking stupid.
On a random person?
On a random person? Well, you know, if they push me and they are the brunt of my aggression, well, then they shouldn't do that. But sometimes people just deserve it.
I'm trying to think of a situation. Oh, where people really aggravate me. It's like driving. Piss me the fuck off. I hate people.
Yeah, but driving is almost like being.
No, because I think about doing that whole cop shit where I just like poof, hit your tail and they just spin out and I just drive off.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too.
Because they're fucking
I'm
dumb.
I'm a bitch when it comes to driving.
And sometimes I feel so bad
But driving, if you think about it, driving is almost like cyberbullying. You have the, you're behind a, no, what I'm saying is like face-to-face, like, just want to, you know.
Yeah, but where are you
going to find that person? I just want to like choke you out sometimes.
You have to go be, you have to get like, go out looking for that.
No. I'm not looking for it. I'm hoping
I'm not looking for it.
I have taken the high road lots of times, but I'm kind of at a point where I'm like, you know, kind of hope someone says something so I can just, I don't know. I know I'm not the only one that feels that, but yes, there are, you were on my shit list. You're kind of getting off now. Like you're making your way off. But still.
I know. I mean, you can't be that mad at me.
I could be that mad at you.
Why would you?
I could.
I would have to do something like.
Excuse me, I burped. I didn't like hate when he burps.
I would have to be like the worst to you in order for you to hate me.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I would have to like.
No, what I'm saying is like, yes.
Yeah. And I don't see myself doing that. Same thing like with you and I. I mean, with me looking at you.
So when I say that, I mean, because I know, I'm trying to think of how to say this.
Even if you punch me, I'm going to take it and be like, all right, you done?
I know, because you and I have gotten into like fist fights regardless. But what I'm saying is at this age.
I wouldn't say fist fights.
Yeah, mom and dad had to pull us apart.
You were throwing fists and I was kind of just trying to choke you out real quick and get it over with.
Okay, then. But you and I were very physical.
I'm not going to hit you, but you just a choker.
You and I were physical.
Now you make it seem like we fight all the time. Oh, my God.
No.
Look. People listening.
I love how you say that. I'm not going to punch you. I'm not going to be physical, but I'm going to choke you out. And I hope that you lose consciousness. But I'm not going to be physical.
Yeah.
That's gaslighting.
It's not gaslighting. What do you even know the term of gaslighting?
Look that up. That is what you do all the time.
When you come back, make sure you know it correctly.
You said, don't do this, but yet you did it.
What? You're dumb. You are dumb. Anyways, if you did come at me, I'll just choke you out real quick.
You never did hit me back.
And then let you wake up.
Absolutely.
Now people are going to think we had a terrible life growing up.
Why?
I don't know. Because apparently if we had a terrible life
and we were fighting all the time, then we wouldn't be doing this. If you think about it, I think people are going to recognize, especially at our age, because you have now, we're not going to allow our kids to be this way. Like you can't fucking do that. So, but I think we are speaking to people our age and people who grew up, like within our kind of era, and they understand like, oh shit, like, yeah, my sibling was a fucking dick, da, 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 like whatever. It is what it is. Like, that's what it was.
Well, in reality, some people are not actually lucky to have what we have right now, that we can actually sit down and do this podcast and stuff like that. So, you know, people always argue with each other and then, you know, get mad at each other, fight, blah, blah, blah. But we don't do that.
Well,
and also gets people thinking about their own things too at the same time, and maybe they can change things.
But the thing with that,
olive branches maybe here, there, even though like you're like, ah, this person's dumb and retarded, but
there's a reason.
We'll just fix this. You know, it's not for so much us, more for like, you know, like,
yeah, kids, but there's a reason why we chose to be this way is because when we were growing up, we had seen the dysfunction of if someone passed, if this or of that. And we had seen the unknown of people just like, I don't know, like that. When someone dies, you see the true colors. So what we did is we said, we're not going to do that. We are going to be open and honest. And I think that is why we are very close. And even with mom and dad, like, they tell us this is the way it is. Da, 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 da. If there are any changes to anything, they tell us. So I think it's, you're right. No, we don't, no one ever has this. Actually, that's true. No one has this.
A lot of people do.
You just said no one has this.
A lot of people do. You just said, oh my God. They just have it in like different ways.
What? You just said no one has it. You're like, no one has this.
Oh, this right here.
And then I'm like.
And then so many people have it. Like brother and sister shooting up heroin together. Like, oh, what? Here we go. We're shooting up heroin.
Oh,
we're taking mushrooms together. Of course, no fucking heroin.
We're not fucking doing it.
I'm just saying.
Joey! Oh my God. People, we only have good times with each other.
They have good times with each other. It's so dumb.
Oh my, yes, but we only smoke people. There's so many
variants of it.
People.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak into my microphone. People, we only smoke weed. We don't do anything else. Please believe that. We don't do heroin. We don't do anything else. Shrooms? Maybe. I'm not really sure yet.
I do shrooms. No. Every once in a while.
We don't do anything else. Oh my God. Now I'm worried people are going to think we do something else.
Why?
Because you just said heroin.
That's like general thing for like other like variants.
It's not general. Heroin is not a general statement.
What I'm just saying is like, what if there were like different like variants of us? And I'm pretty sure people think about that too at the same time.
Wait,
like
what?
Different timelines. Different like we're still in 2025.
Of us.
But like there's different variants.
Variants of us.
Yeah.
So like a shapeshifter? Like, no. Are you saying like us we're saying personally?
People. We're the same people.
Yeah. And we appear later.
And we can either still be doing a podcast, but mm-hmm. be doing a podcast like beating dicks, like we're super rich and blah, blah, blah. Or you're doing a podcast where we're shooting up heroin and we probably won't finish this podcast.
Why do you keep bringing up heroin? People, we don't do fucking heroin. I swear to you. Oh my God.
Of course we don't do heroin. What the fuck?
Oh my. Oh my.
I'm just saying, it's like different variants.
You know, I have this holy water. I'm going to throw this holy water that you didn't even know you had on you.
You can splash it on me. It might take me. Oh!
Threw it on you. There you go. Holy water. Let me bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. I don't give a shit. Holy water all up on you. Now I wish we had video so they could see that I
could have so many jokes out of this.
Yes, I know that. Yes,
so many jokes. Oh my God.
Do you feel holy now? No. I hope so. I hope you feel holy. Stop talking about fucking
There's so
heroin.
Many jokes we can do off of this. It's so bad. We would have to cut them all out.
Why?
What do you mean why?
I told you. I'm feisty. If you want something out of me, now is the time. You can ask me. I'll say it.
Do we go there, people? Do we go there?
Go ahead.
Okay, so improv. Mm-hmm. She has a holy water bottle on me. She sprays it on me.
Hold on, improv. We always.
She's a transgender.
Oh, Joey, that is not
a transgender priest.
That is
throwing
so...
holy water on me.
What?
Even though she wishes that she could put more on me. Ooh, good one. I could have probably cleaned it up and done a lot better if I really
but
you don't get it.
But none of that makes any sense because none of it's even true. So why would I be offended with something that's not true? Try again. Try to offend me again. Because that didn't work.
Well, I was trying to offend you. I was trying to make jokes off of you.
No, I said no. What I said was, I'm in a feisty mood. So if there's anything you want to say.
No, I have nothing to say to you.
Oh. No. What I'm saying, in any subject, if you want a reaction. What?
That's all I ask. Just give it your own time. And that gray hair, I can see that gray hair on the side of your head.
I can see the gray hair all over your face. What are you talking about?
All right. You go play mom. Go talk to mom. Bitch at her. And tell her, look what you did.
She doesn't have a beard like you do.
Look what you did to my brother.
She doesn't have a beard.
Look what you did to my brother.
She doesn't have a beard.
Give gray hair.
Uh-huh. And? Yeah. She knows that.
Yeah. So go blame her.
I could.
Stop attacking me for my gray hair. It's not my fault.
We'll so now you're the victim?
Yeah, I am. Don't shoot the messenger, all right? I'm just letting you know.
So next time I go to the store and I buy myself some hair color, I'm gonna make sure I buy you some beard color. We can do it together.
I see one coming in right there.
Oh, I love it. Okay, go ahead. I'm the worst person. You cannot offend me. Well, you can. No, you can't.
Yeah, you talk about wanting to fight people all of a sudden. No, now you can't offend you.
No, you can't. You really can't. All right, what else are we going to do? What else do you want to talk about?
That you suck and you're racist.
People, don't believe him.
Look, she's going to cut this out. You can
tell. No, I'm not. Actually, I'm not.
Oh, you're going to cut this one out now?
No, I'm not going to cut it out.
Cut it out. Last five episodes? Six episodes?
Yeah, because you say it repeatedly. Because
you
are. Repeatedly? 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 How do you say that word? Repeatedly? How do you say the fucking word? Repeatedly? Because you keep saying it over and over.
I'm going to get you a speech counselor. It has to work. I mean, we need you to talk better, you know, enunciate your words, you know. Oh, also read the dictionary.
Will you go with me to this beautiful library?
Beautiful here? Library.
Yeah. Where? Gorgeous. Here. Here. Here? Yes, here. Will you go with me?
When is it?
No, it... Well, it's a library, so it's open all the time.
So when do you want to go?
That's
what I was getting at. Unless they're throwing a party.
So then you should probably ask that question.
Is it public?
Yes, it's a...
I don't know.
Yes, it's a public library. It's beautiful. You want to go with me?
What days are you talking about? Because I have to read all the books.
Because what?
I have to read all the books. Look at the books. Make sure they're all in order, stuff like that.
Why? Why?
Just make sure the right books are in there.
What?
Make sure the right books are in there.
What do you mean, make sure the right books are in there? It's a library.
I may want to rent out certain books. If they don't have a book that I can't rent, I mean, I don't want to go there.
You know, as long as you're not trying to...
Look, I like to read
sometimes. As long as you're not trying to, you know, erase history, then yeah, all the books will be in there.
I don't have a time machine. Mm-hmm. If I had a time machine, mm-hmm. I'd fix history.
Go on that. I'm listening.
No, no.
I'm listening.
No,
to
you're
that.
Not.
Go ahead.
That's not happening.
I'm listening to that.
That's not happening.
Go ahead. Listen. I'm listening.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Not happening.
Why? Anyways,
so, still gonna be books in there. Everything I can read, pull out.
It's a fucking library. What else do you want? I don't understand.
I'm just making sure. I don't have to go in there and talk to retarded people and ask them like, "Is this book here?" Even though I know it should be there.
It is a library.
Yeah, and some people are dumb.
I'm trying to, some people are very dumb when they try to remove things. When they try to remove things from public, you know, knowledge, then you can say people are dumb. But I'm going to say the library I'm going to take you to, they are not going to remove any books that are truthful. No. You can find whatever book you want there. Encyclopedia?
Got it. What's the encyclopedia for?
You told me polar bears.
What's the year on it?
You're like polar bears.
That's a long time ago.
Polar bears.
That's a long time ago. What year is encyclopedia?
Actually, you know what? That's so true. When was the last year an encyclopedia was even published?
Yeah.
Because now...
I'm pretty sure they publish it online.
That's what I'm saying is, yeah. When was it actually published, like, book-wise, like, paper?
Still is.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
But how do you know things haven't been changed?
It's still there. Trust me.
No, it's not.
It has to be there.
No, it's
not. If it's not there, then that's messed up.
It is messed up.
Because it should be there. Because people need to read.
Right.
Sometimes people don't have access to...
Absolutely.
To fucking computers or iPads or phones or that.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go to read.
So, okay, I keep going back to the library, which is free. Why would people remove something that is real and free? So what I'm saying is, will you go with me? Because it looks like it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It's like a old historical place. Yes. Will you go with me?
Yes, I will go with you. Mm-hmm. I will go with you. I'm sorry.
Well, you can look up whatever you want.
Yeah, of course I will.
Yes, but I'm just saying. I'll
probably be kicked out.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you going to be very loud?
No, whatever I look up.
It's a book. How are they going to know what you look up?
Who knows?
Are you going to be like, this is what I'm looking up, guys. Bop, 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 bop. Like, no. So why would you go and... So you're already going in trying to cause a ruckus.
No, I'm not. I want to read.
You just said, oh, what if I get kicked out?
I just want the right books there. I want books. I want all the books there.
Why would you get kicked out?
I don't know. Maybe.
If you're not going to cause a ruckus.
I'm asking about the wrong
book. Which you blame me. You're like, oh, you're just looking for a fight. You're just looking for a fight.
No, I'm not. Just asking if I can read the right book.
It's a library. You can read whatever book you want. If it's freedom
there. If it's there.
Freedom of eyeballs. Basically. You got your own eyeballs. You can do whatever the hell you want. Why do you have to ask permission?
So funny. She doesn't get it.
About to punch you in the face.
People
See?
That
See?
Really get it, get it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Trust me, guys.
God.
I'm not getting punched in the face.
I am like, oh.
She's going to hug me. I'm not going to lie. This little Yeti cooler. Actually, pretty cool.
I know that.
Cold. Kept everything cold, no matter what.
Shut up. You're so stupid.
No, for real. It has no ice in it. The drinks were just
cold. You don't have fucking ice.
I know.
That's why. You don't have ice.
But it doesn't matter.
I brought it over here with no ice. It's still cold. I expected you to have fucking ice. You don't even have fucking ice.
But
no, you're like, no, it's going to keep it cold.
Yep. Still cold. Nice. Yeti, reach out to us. We do an ad read.
Oh my gosh, I do. I just want to like. Oh, hello guys, back. Sorry.
So this Yeti cooler is like pretty badass. We had no ice in it, and we put drinks in there. Cold from the refrigerator, stay cold the whole entire time. Yeti does a good job.
Oh, you know what? I will say, I had said it like episode 2 or 3 or whatever. I had said it was like an igloo. It's not. It's the Yeti. It's like where you just have, I don't know, like you could fucking put bottles in there and you just, whatever.
Oh, by the way, too, at the same time, if we reach 500 subscribers, we are 500 downloads, we are giving this away.
We're not fucking giving shit away. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God.
We're giving this away.
I'm going to give you away.
With cold drinks.
I'm going to give your ass away. That's what, you know what? 500 downloads. Joey will bend the fuck over. That's what's going to happen. No, absolutely not. Not giving my shit away.
We're giving this away to anyone who listens.
I did this as a convenience for you because you're like, I was so tired of you going in and out for a beer every single time. And you're like, oh, just bring me a drink or bring me something that I could have like my drinks and I don't have to go in and out. Okay, I told you. This is what I have. I brought it. And you don't have fucking ice. I brought you everything. You don't even have fucking
And yet,
ice.
It still remains cold. Yeti.
Oh, my God.
If there are any Yeti listeners out there, promote this. We can do a great ad. You suck.
All right, what else? I'm trying to think.
Shit. I don't even know.
All right. I'm ready to go.
Ready to go?
How? Yeah.
You still have 3 more drinks.
That doesn't mean I need to drink everything.
Yes, it does. It's
Load another fucking bowl.
Why don't you just ask?
Why do I have to ask?
What do you mean? Why do you have to ask? Because you have to ask. It's always a nice thing.
Why?
I would ask.
Why?
Because it's a nice thing. Always ask. It's a respectful thing.
Like, sir.
No matter how close we are, like right now and everything, of course we would have been close, but I would never go to your house and just open the refrigerator and grab something out. I would ask you, hey,
wait, you what did you just say?
I would never go to your refrigerator and just
But open yet it up and you take go
to put beer
to
in
my
there.
House
and put beer in there.
And you don't even say excuse me to someone who is in front of the refrigerator when we're having a party. I'm just saying, in general, you have to be respectful. So in order for you to ask for respect, you should probably give respect. So, and I've already said that to you
first
before.
First off, you are making this up because I have never done that.
Who have ever been rude to you? No. I never said you were being rude.
The scenario that you made up was completely false.
Never said that you were being rude. What it comes off as is it comes off as entitled. Oh, which I get it. Okay. This is my sister's house. If we have a party, whatever. It's my sister's house, whatever. Okay, just as when I come over here and you have a party at your house, okay, it's almost like this is my brother's house. It's like, oh, okay. Like, it, you do feel a little entitled. What I'm trying to say is when you go to someone's house, regardless if you know them or not, entitled or not entitled, we should still be respectful. So you should still say, excuse me, bro, let me just like, can I just put this here? That's all I'm saying. And this isn't the first time I've even said this
to you. I'm confused about that part.
Why? This isn't the first time I've said it to you.
What do you mean?
It's not the first time.
So you're telling me I've been mean to people? I don't think I have.
No one said, Joey, no one said you're being mean to someone. No, just you said it right now. Okay, so.
You said it right now, saying that.
You want to lay it all fucking out there? Let's go ahead.
Okay.
Would you like to go lay it out there?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so how many times have I told you, I don't appreciate when you come into my home, if I'm having something, and you don't even recognize me or anyone. You come in, whatever.
Actually, it's a lie.
And really? Is it?
Yeah.
And because you've gotten better.
I said hi to
everyone. Have gotten.
I said hi to everyone.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
I said hi to
everyone. Everyone that I know, I said hi to them.
You're such a liar.
I'm not a liar.
You are.
I go around as I can. If people are in conversations, I don't interrupt conversations.
You are a liar.
I'm not a liar.
You are a liar.
You're wrong.
You are a liar. You're a liar. And
you're a liar.
Why would I lie?
Your mom's a liar.
Your mom is my mom. Like, what do I gain out of lying? Nothing. What I'm saying is what you have done is you have said, oh, you have recognized, oh, my bad. And you have then corrected. And now you do go and you say hi to everyone. So yes, you do.
What if?
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, my love.
Bye.
What if I don't see y'all because everyone's out back outside, and then I put my beer away because, of course, I can't because it's my sister's refrigerator. I put the beer in there and then come outside and say hello to everyone.
Which is completely fine, but you could say, hey, excuse me to whoever is standing in front of the refrigerator. You could say, oh, excuse me, instead of feeling entitled.
I'm sorry. Do not do that. I do not use my sister's house, blah, blah, blah. It's dumb. I don't name drop. Dumbest thing in the world. Yeah, look that up. I saw your eyes.
I know what name drop is.
No, I don't. You're like, name drop. Yeah. No. And I will say, excuse me. Wow, pretty upset. Yeah, you said that right now. Like, who said
why?
That? Who said that?
Why?
Because I'm not a dick to anyone.
No one said you were a dick. That's the thing. No one said that you were like mean. No one said you said anything to anyone. What it is your demeanor. And it's like, oh,
what demeanor is there? I go inside. I say hello to
what
whoever
I'm trying
I can
to
see,
say is
and
I understand.
I go put my beer in my refrigerator because I know that refrigerator is protected. As far as I'm
I get it. What I'm trying
protected.
To say is,
if you ever get together, refrigerator is protected.
Especially,
so if I put my
what
beer
I'm,
in my
what I'm, what I'm trying
that
to get,
and I will not drink any other person's beer except my beer.
What I'm trying to get you to understand is, I understand why you would feel entitled. when I come over here and y'all have a party, I'm like, oh shit, like, no, this is my brother's fucking house. Like, no, I want to take care of this house. Like, yes, people do feel entitled. And I just feel like it's a natural thing. You are entitled to take care of someone's house, to take care of whatever, when that is your family. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, but when you use entitlement as a bad,
there's as no like entitlement. What the fuck do you mean?
I'm just saying, it's like, oh, excuse me. Let me just put my drinks. Instead of just like, oh, like being a little bit more. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. This is my sister's house. Can I go ahead and put my drinks in her refrigerator that no one can touch? Is that what you want me to do? Is that what you want me to do?
I'm asking for you to be a little bit.
First fight in the podcast, everyone. She's dumb. She's going to lose this battle.
Why?
Because she's dumb. All right. Go on.
Would you like for me to come in at any fucking party and be like, oh, fucking put my shit in? No.
Actually, I wouldn't mind. Actually, I wouldn't mind if you put your drinks in my refrigerator because no one's going to touch my refrigerator.
I know that, but I would still never, ever be I'm not saying it was.
See, we're done here.
No. Here's the thing, is you think it came off as
she needs a dictionary or encyclopedia, guys.
Yeah, you can send it to her. Fucking think.
Yeah, send it to fan mail.
Fan mail?
Yeah. What's, I mean, send, I don't know, create one. I'll send you a dictionary or encyclopedias. Be hilarious. Because you need it.
I forgot my thought.
Yeah.
It's not anything bad. Why do you get so offended?
Offended by what? No one's offended. I haven't done anything. That's what I'm saying. Certain things are protected. In a party, certain things are protected. You can't just leave an ISIS out. If you leave an ISIS out, pretty much saying like, oh, for everyone. And you can too at the same time. Really, but you can. And be like, next thing up, you're like, oh, fuck, my booze gone.
Okay.
I got like two left. I still have like 3 hours at this place.
But knowing.
And then you had no weed, or you had no mushrooms, or you had no acid.
No, I don't have any fucking mushrooms.
Or you
have
no cocaine.
I always have fucking weed.
Or you
have
no heroin.
Nope.
Heroin's cool. Fentanyl. How about fentanyl?
Joey. Oh, my God. No,
fentanyl's
people.
Pretty badass.
No, oh my God. No. Joey, that is like the number one killer. I feel like I need to get on like a PSA. I'm like, PSA, boop, 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 boop. No, I just like, I think for people who already know everyone has their friends, their family and all this. Everyone knows they're not going to take anything from anyone regardless. So, I don't know. I forgot where I was going.
Yes. All right. You were just blabbering on.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Shut up. You're so stupid.
Downloaders, subscribers, let me know if I'm sleeping. We'll have a
vote. You are fucking stupid.
We'll have a vote. And
stupid.
Whoever wins the vote decides who to give.
No, no one's fucking getting my shit. Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. You're awful. Honestly, I do wonder, do people still have a relationship with their sibling like this to where they just want to like punch them in the face?
Yeah, it's totally. They do heroin together.
No heroin, people. My God, I wish I had a video. You could see my seriousness.
I'm going to go inside real quick and you can talk bad about me now because I talked bad about you when you left about like 20, 30 minutes.
That's ago. Okay. Take it out anyways.
All right. No, you can't take it out.
I do take it out.
No, you ruined the podcast then.
I don't care. I take everything out.
You can't do this then.
I take it out. I'm going to take it all out.
You know what? I'm going to start doing a podcast with my other sister and see how she feels about it.
She doesn't like you very much.
I don't care.
I don't care. Oh, my God. All right. We're back.
How you doing? Sorry about that. Did she roast me? Of course she didn't. She's not funny at all.
No, I told you I was going to stop it. I told you I wasn't going to say anything.
Why? I roasted you. Sweet Fest is pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Like it. Haven't smoked it yet. We'll find out. I'll let you know.
So how do you know it's good?
Smell of it so far. Then the taste of it. And then the high of it. You can tell. Real smokers know. They can tell.
Mm. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. You're kind of a lame.
All right. Well, if that's how you feel.
Yeah. Just try to talk bad about me. Sorry about that. Never did any of that.
What are you talking about?
Hmm?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
You know, when you hit the bong, you look like Magikarp.
That what?
You look like Magikarp.
What, look like who?
Magikarp.
I don't know who that is.
It's Pokemon.
Who?
It's Pokemon.
I don't know who that is.
I didn't play it when I was younger, but played that Pokemon Go for a little bit. It's actually kind of cool.
Is it supposed to be an insult?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, you can also transform into something.
What does it matter? I could just say, like, you're stupid.
It's all right. Turns into something fat.
But I'm not fat.
I know.
So your thing doesn't even.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe you get lazy.
Let me throw some holy water at you.
Stop. Don't do that again. Could I miss my contacts?
Yeah. That's because Jesus said, oh, shit. Yikes. Yikes. He's not ready to see the truth. That's what Jesus said. Stop. Mess of my contacts.
Stop.
I love it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What else you got? Told you I'm a feisty person today. What else you got?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
So why do you want to punch him?
Punch you.
What do you mean punch you? Why do you punch someone?
Why?
How come? Yeah, why?
Punch you?
No. Well, you already said why you wanted to punch me earlier. But, you know, if someone else you wanted to punch, you told me I wanted to punch him. Pissed me off. And I was like, why? And you never got to it. I'm pretty sure it's something simple that you're going to get mad over.
No. No. It's not always that simple.
Let me hear it.
Mm.
Let me hear it. I guarantee you, stupid.
No, it's not. It's really not. It's just, I think it's just, honestly, what I have realized is me being, I mean, I'm like, 40,
100,
right? Like over, yeah, 140, whatever. I'm fucking old.
Yeah.
Born in the 80s.
You're like a mummy.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you know what?
You're glistening right now. Like,
I'm okay with
like
that.
If they took the bandages off and all
I
of a sudden,
love that.
They
saw but you know what?
And like, all I of a sudden, had that. Glistening to it. I'm like, wow. Like,
I love it. But you know what? Yesterday at the neighbors, people were taking pictures of me because they were like, oh my God, you look just like Angelina Jolie. And I was like, I don't fucking see it because I don't. Never fucking see it. I'm not a physical person. I don't see what everyone else sees. Don't see it. Don't get it. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I don't get it either. I don't. Me neither.
Angelina
I was like,
Jolie, seriously?
I swear to you. I was like, Angelina are you Jolie. Fucking? I swear
they
to
said that.
You. Not even fucking joking. I'm like,
that's the person you should have punched for lying to your face.
I was like, you know, that's what I would do. But then like, I would punch everyone in my household. But I was like, what? But it's just something that, regardless, it's something that I hear that I don't ever believe. So I'm not that kind of a person to, I don't know.
So a little bit of a compliment made you upset.
No, I forgot where I was going with that.
Yeah.
Hold on. What was your original question? Why I wanted to punch someone in the face.
Yeah. And you went with the Angelina Jolie bullshit, which, yeah, that was bullshit.
Yeah.
I would have punched that person for telling me that lie.
No.
But anyways, I would also said, like, why are you saying this?
Why?
I don't see it. You're my sister. I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like 100 times over. What was my...
1,000 times over. I'm looking right now from... No, I don't see it.
I don't fucking see it either. But hold on. Why do I want to punch the person that I live with? I think I'm just like, oh, that's where I was getting. I'm at a point in my age, fucking old shit, 40. I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, I don't have any time for anything else besides the truth. Besides on it, that is. Yeah.
Going too deep?
No.
Too far in?
No, not too far in. I'm just saying that is why I feel like I should have the right to punch someone in the face. You know?
Don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
You need a little boo-boo to hug.
Maybe. Right. No, they're demonic. No, if they're demonic.
Why not?
If they're demonic, I might fucking kill someone. I don't want to kill someone. I said I want to punch someone.
They're not demonic.
That's what.
They're not demonic.
Regardless, I'm just...
Wow, you said that correctly.
What?
You said regardless instead of irregardless.
Uh-huh. And?
Just saying. Good job.
I'm a pretty smart person.
Okay, so we're doing okay. So go on about you being a smart person that you think you are.
I'm just saying, I just feel like I am being very relatable in my stance or in my where I'm at. You know, I don't know. It's different.
Where are you?
You're a husband. You're what? A husband who's like almost 50 years old.
What the fuck are you talking about? That's retarded.
Okay,
you're say something like that.
You're a husband who's how old? 45?
No.
How old are you?
What about you? You keep saying a certain age, and I know that age is wrong.
How old are you? Certain age. I am 41 years old. What are you talking about?
Okay, well,
I am saying the age that I am. You're not fucking 38 yeah, years old. 38. Everyone already knows you are older than I am.
38.
Who are you, Blanche on Golden Girls?
I guess so.
She's like, whatever. She's like, oh, girl, you're.
Damn, you're.
You're 38.
You are really showing
you're
age.
You're 38.
I'm 38.
Oh,
I don't know
love
about
it.
Golden Girls.
You know what? You know what? If you're 38, I'm gonna be 35.
Guess so,
I can do that. I can do that.
Well, then I guess I'm 33. Then.
Let me be that.
Yeah, do the math.
What? Now you're going lower so that I'm 30. So then how old are you? You're what?
I said 33.
No, first you said you were 30.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. That's pretty funny. Where were we going with any of this?
I have no idea.
Me?
It's a good podcast though. It's nice outside right now. It is really nice.
It really is. It really is.
It went from being hot and muggy to like just cool, nice breeze. Hear the trees. Oh, we have to do the podcast with a fire too at the same time.
Fire? Yeah. Why fire?
In the pit. Fire pit.
Why?
Be nice.
When?
When it gets cold.
If we can get to 500 viewers, downloads. I'm not going to.
I guess
no.
We're still doing audio by then.
Okay, we'll then.
I mean, it's about to be September. So if we get to 500, actually, it's getting to 500 by like October. That's 2 months. It'd be nice to do it faster and do some video because I really want to do video. Video is my thing.
Mm.
You can make shorts, clips, all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to be available and
don't even go there.
I am gonna go there. You were not there. You were not available this weekend, which you were like, oh yeah, Friday, I'm off Friday, let's do Friday, da, da, da. And then you wanted to like reschedule.
Okay, hold on.
I had like texts. I text Friday morning,
okay.
Like nothing. I text Saturday. Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
hold on. Please tell me. Please.
So, Fridays.
Go ahead. Try to gaslight me.
Every Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we're talking about this past Friday. No, but, we're not talking about the podcast future.
Every Friday.
No, we're talking about this
okay, past yeah, that Friday. Happened. Okay, who cares? Moving on. You're gonna dwell in the past? Yeah, you're dwelling on it. Stop. Get over it. Think in the future. We need to do more. We need two. We need at least two out of a week. So Fridays?
That's not going to happen.
The thing is...
That's not going to happen.
Fridays? Why?
That's not going to happen. Two a week is not going to happen. Not going to happen. So stop putting that out there. It's not going to happen. Because you don't even have time for once a week. So no.
No, I have time.
You don't even have time to even like have anything like social media. No, you rely everything on
pictures,
me.
I keep telling you.
See, this is why you're at the front of my list to punch you in the face. It's you and the next person in my house, and then whoever else wants to mouth off. Just.
Are you sure you're not?
Pump, pump, pump.
My
pump.
First punch, because I mean, just one single picture, and then one clips, audio on different things. Can't do it because you just need the picture. You need the profile. So
I still want to punch you in the face.
I don't care. You're holding me back. You'll probably break your hand.
I'll figure out some way. Back. I never broke my hand before.
Oh, we'll see. Anyways. Oh, you have to cut out that. Anyway.
No, I'm not going to cut out anything.
Oh, this is raw? The whole entire thing is raw?
Yeah. All right. Raw.
Going out. Everything. Just mesh in. Just put it out there. Who cares? I like this. We can do two. You know, Fridays, certain time. Time to be determined on Friday.
Yeah, but that's easy to say when you are not the one editing and putting it out there. You're not the one doing like the summary, coming up with the title. So it's easy to say when you're not the one doing anything.
Yeah, well, the summary's, you're retarded.
I already told you before, please tell me, you come up with a summary for this, because we kind of like went off on a tangent and then you have like nothing.
What's the difference?
I'm picking up the slack for, why do I have you?
You said tangent?
Yeah.
Can you use that? What is the definition of tangent, please?
Why are you deflecting? Why can't you just come up with an actual response, which is, I had said, come up with a title, come up with something, and then there's nothing. And then you want to put it on me.
Yeah, he's lagging.
No, you can't do that. Mm-mm.
I want to punch you right now.
Yeah, I want to punch you too. Punch
me, I want to punch you right now.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, no.
I'm like, go ahead. Please. I want you to.
Not even a punch.
I actually want you to throw an elbow. Can let out all my fucking aggression.
It's not going
to
happen because I'm throwing an elbow.
I just want to I tell you what I want to do to you? I want to like put my forearm on your throat. And I just want to like, with my right arm, I just want to like elbow you in the like nose. That's what I want to do. So I'm so mad.
I just took away my elbow. I was saying I was in an elbow.
No,
here.
I just. Oh. Mm, so mad. Oh, hold on.
Hey, babe.
Hi.
Are they still doing this thing?
What thing?
The party? There's a fucking storm coming in.
I told her.
Caught lightning?
That's like Golden Girls. She said, Sophia, she goes, there's a storm coming. That's you.
No, there's literally a storm coming in.
I know that. And you're like Golden Girls. No, because oh
I didn't
God,
fit it in my bones because I'm old.
You're fucking old.
Fuck you. You're an asshole. We're done.
Go ahead. Let's go.
Me and you started podcast.
Oh, look, we already started. Let's go. All right. You're fucking old.
Fuck you. You're old. You're terrible. Just because I said it's going to storm, I can see it. Obviously, you're like, oh, no, it's in your bones. I'm like, no, fucking, I can see it. I know it's going to storm.
No, you accuse me. You're like, oh, my God, you're old. Because I did talk about Golden Girls. And you're like, oh, my God, shows your age. But right now, you're like, oh my gosh, like this and that, which there is a literal like episode from Golden Girls where Sophia is like, there's a storm a coming, a hurricane a coming. That is what you're saying. You're
yeah,
like,
but they're in the house. They don't see it from like outside the house.
You're being fucking old.
No, I'm outside in it.
You're being old. Own it.
You're dumb.
You're being old. Own it.
Anyways, anyone who wants to know if I need a new podcast replacee, I guess, you know, just let me know. You know, email me at highbrotherpodcast.com. Oh, which, gmail.com. I'm sorry.
They probably aren't even going to email
brother,
you.
Highbrother at gmail.com.
They're not going to email you. They haven't emailed me.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So. Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, is that hail?
Yeah, it fell on the truck. Not mine.
Should I go?
No, you don't go. He's going to smash his truck right now. Can't wait to see it. Everyone listening, hail's about to fall on the truck. Can't wait. Waiting for it.
Shut the fuck up. That's awful.
He said, sure. You're good.
I know that, but like, all right. You know what? I can get a new truck. All right. I'll get a new truck.
Get a Chevy.
I'll get a... I'm not fucking getting a Chevy.
Z71?
No. Not fucking doing any of that.
Like a rock.
No.
It'll get you there.
Not doing that.
Gets me everywhere I go.
And my Tundra 4x4 gets me wherever I need to go.
I've yet to see it.
My Tundra 4x4 Platinum gets me where I need to go.
I've yet to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, haven't seen it.
That's fine.
Yeah, haven't seen it.
But I have nothing to prove to you.
No, just
so what
just
does
go
it matter?
Just go
so
there.
What does it matter?
What
does it matter?
What do you mean? Just drive to the beach.
I already have.
Through real sand.
I already have.
When? That was mud. That was hard sand. That was hard sand. Anyone can do hard sand. And
there
of course,
is
and of course,
nothing
you,
that
and of course
I have
you,
to
you
prove
also go around
to
like little piles.
I'm trying to understand why you feel like I have something to prove to you, which I don't. I have nothing to prove to you.
Something Chevy's better than. Ford Chevy. Like a rock.
Sure. When you pay for it.
What do you mean?
When you pay for my fucking vehicle, then you can say, yeah, this is... Then I can say, oh, yeah. But you know what? You don't pay for anything. You don't pay for anything.
I mean, we can.
Okay. So you let me know.
We get twin Cadillacs.
You let me... I mean, you let me know when you want to pay for my vehicle, and then I will completely ditch the truck that I have, and I will... Whatever. But as long as you... As long as your wife knows that she's paying for my vehicle, I'm good. But don't talk shit about a vehicle that you have. Like, you
what
have
you
the same fucking...
I have a Chevy. You have a
Chevy. Your car is not any better than mine. Let's think about it. I'm just saying.
I don't care. I'm just playing with you. Stop.
I know.
I'm just playing with you. Oh my God.
See? I'm about to punch you in the face.
For
See?
What? Just playing
See?
With you?
See?
You're the worst. Can't take a joke. Can't take a joke.
See?
You cannot take a joke. You are terrible.
I can take a joke.
No, you cannot.
My gosh.
So you want to see what this weed is like?
People. What?
You want to see what this
I hate
people. Weed is like? Okay, okay. I hate people. I get that. Anyways, new weed. Want to see what it's like?
Yeah.
Smells pretty good. We'll see. We will see. Put a couple in the grinder. Those two big nugs. Actually, pretty good in this grinder. I've had this grinder for a hot minute. Whoa. So, anyways.
We took another break, so I'm not really sure. I have no idea where we were at. Do you need to get that? You mean a pause?
No, I don't. Make him wait.
Oh.
Anyways.
You know. You can wait.
Find this new weed. That was a good one, too. You didn't finish it?
What?
You didn't finish this fucking bowl? I loaded it for you. You didn't finish it?
I didn't even think it was even, like, loaded. There was, like, nothing.
You know, pretty disrespectful. You know what we need? We need our own bongs. Get, like, whoever can get the biggest bong. Oh, we'll do the race. Whoever can support us to get, like, the biggest bong.
I can do that. Yeah. I mean, I am. I'm, like, trying to reach out to, like, different people. Just trying to figure it out. Yeah, I'm trying.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. We'll get it
together. Oh. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. It's not hail, is it? Well, that's all right. Your tree is covering my truck, so that's all right. It'll be okay.
Oh, not too bad. Pretty good. That's bad. Good taste. I like it.
Are you reviewing now? I'm so confused.
Maybe I am, but I don't even know the name of this weed. I don't even know the name of this weed, but it's pretty good.
I'm all about, like, fucking just, like, smoking whatever. I don't fucking give a fuck.
I care about THC. It's not too bad. Pretty good. I kind of feel like I could put in a blunt, like a real true blunt, like a fucking Perfecto or fucking Philly Titan, and I could still taste the weed. Pretty good. So, I want to thank all y'all who have been still listening to this podcast when it comes out, because a lot of rambling
going on. We're like fucking, we're awful. We're awful. Well, but
I don't know about awful.
Well, excuse me. I don't mean, like, to say, like, we're awful. Like,
I would use the words awful.
Well, you know.
I'm not an awful person. I'm a pretty cool person. Gotcha.
Wait, you? You're not an awful person?
No, I'm not. And also, by the way, too, same time, I've never disrespected anyone in your house. So shut up. Bye. Done.
No one ever said. I'm just bringing it back up. No one ever said that you did any of that. No one. What? Why all of a sudden are you, like, trying to push some sort of narrative on me? On why?
That you're bad at manners?
What? I'm bad at manners?
There you are.
Okay. All right, people. Wow. All right. So I think we're going to go ahead. Stop spitting. It's so gross.
400 subscribers.
We're not fucking. Okay. Stop spitting. That's disgusting.
We want to do video. Please, we want to do video.
Stop spitting. I just told you. Stop spitting.
Well, we have our own fucking place. Wrong video.
Stop spinning. I'm trying to tell you to stop doing something and you keep doing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you my mom?
No, I'm going to fucking tell you.
Are you my mom?
You're either...
Are you my mom? Are you my mom? No, you're not. So shut up. Bye. Go away. I win.
You win?
She's little sister.
Okay. All right. You know what? You're going to see how much this little sister has much very... very much control, because you're not going to fucking do that. Stop spinning. And, like, that's disgusting. That's gross.
You have to spit sometimes.
No.
Pretty sure you
okay.
do it when you run. You do it
yes,
when you run?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. So there you go. There you go.
I do, but that doesn't mean that I highlight what I do.
No one's highlighting
of course.
It. You're the one's highlighting it.
You're like, oh, keep
Nobody
it
cares.
In, keep it in, keep
yeah,
it in,
keep
it in.
Nobody cares. It's a real podcast, right?
It's disgusting. No. Who wants to hear that?
Nobody cares.
Who wants... See, even the fucking bird doesn't want to hear it. The bird doesn't want to hear it.
Actually, the bird's
They don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. They don't want anything.
I kind of feel like he's telling you to shut up. And if you go outside...
No, I'm going to tell them... I'm going to... No, they're telling you to shut the fuck up.
No,
that's what they're telling you.
What he's telling me is... Bro, you got this. Come right here.
Don't be a bitch.
Got it. Look, listen. Got it. It's in the background. Got it. Ah.
Now you're listening to birds. Got it. Got him, coach.
That's kind of smart.
I know, but they're fucking smart. Don't be ugly. You're being ugly to me. All right, I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. All right, people.
Don't punch anyone. Wow.
What?
Don't punch anyone.
I'm not going to punch anyone.
Come on, chill out.
I will.
Come back and we do a second podcast. Aftermath.
Second podcast? Joey, we are on episode 6. What are you talking about? Second podcast.
Second episode.
We are on episode 6.
Yeah.
No, we're not on 6.
We're working on 7 right now.
No, we are on, okay, yeah, whatever fucking episode we're in, you can't, like, have, like, a, all right, you, basically, what you're telling me, actually, what you're asking me is just not to, you're asking me not to, like, make any sort of, you know, police stuff. That's what you're asking me. I'm not going to do that.
No.
That's what you're asking me.
No. I'm asking you to get,
yes.
I'm asking you to get a truck.
I feel like my truck's better than your truck. Joey, I told you, don't come at me today. I'm a... Well, I'm
just
a,
let you know, shoot me. Shoot the wrong people. Just chill. Hmm? So what happened? Why are you mad?
What? Wait, what?
Why are you mad? What happened?
Wait, what? What did, what did you say?
What did he do?
That makes absolutely no sense.
What did my brother-in-law do to you that you got so mad at him? You chill, guy. Oh, you want to punch me now? Because I said it? Oh, wow. What?
I'm not saying anything.
I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him at all.
I know that. Yeah. I'm not. No one said anything. Like, nothing. Nothing. But I guess for me, my thought is, let me think. I'm trying to think of the way to say it.
Oh, I got it.
No, fuck that. Go ahead.
I'm going to leave my wife. You're going to leave your husband. And then we're going to have this big ass podcast and have a big ass house with land and all the kids can live with us.
I've already been trying to have a fucking compound. I've already said I have found a compound. Why not? I've already said I have found this much land. Okay, this much land. You divide it. You put everyone's house in the middle. Yes, absolutely. I don't want. I'm trying to think of the.
Probably be
all
cut out.
No. None of this is going to be fucking cut out.
Raw?
I don't give a shit. Because everything that I am saying is something that has already been said before. So my point is, I'm trying to think of the nicest way to say it.
I can't wait to hear it, folks. What do you think? What do you think? Can we get that?
Yeah? I'm going to have a great time.
Of course we should have a great time. I'm fucking with the post. That'd be nice. Have a good time.
You know, we just had to cut out really quick. But you know what? We love you guys. And please support us. We will hopefully see y'all, you know, in October. I hope. I really, really would love to do that.
I'm giving away this Yeti cooler right here.
Stop fucking giving away my shit.
I'm giving
He's
away.
Not giving away anything.
Yeah, to anyone. It'll come with 6 cold beers from the refrigerator.
That's not true.
We have a raffle for it going out. $2 a ticket.
No, that's not true. Don't listen to him.
Costs $160, so, you know, figure it out. Do the math.
Yikes. All right, guys. We'll see y'all.
It's pretty nice. Be some ice in it. Look at it. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Kind of grips. All right. Ooh, we're trying to say bye.
It's a Yeti, though, right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it is a Yeti. I had said it was like an igloo, but no. It wasn't. Yeah. It was a Yeti.
Yeah.
All right.
So
holy water all up on you. All right.
Do a ref.
Well,
for
we'll
it.
See you. All right.
Do a ref.
Okay. Bye.
How long was it?
Bye. Say bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. So what are you doing with this?
Say bye.
No, I can't say bye. Hi, brother, hi, sister podcast. Listen to it. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah, about weed during the podcast. Bye.
Bye.